Okay, here we go. How many people do you have to wait for Chazrat the Shatz? It's an excellent question. Here we go. Kishash, I'm reading from Simon, Kuf, Kav, Dalet, Sivkatan Dalet, 1:24:4. Kishashash Chazir Atfila, when he repeats the davening, Hakahal Yisham Lishtok. You have to be quiet. Lechavein Habrachot. You have to have Kavana, what the blessings are being said. Shamivarecha Chazamot, and say Amen. The im ein teisha mechavnin lebirchotav. If there aren't nine people who are focused and know what they're saying, karov liyot birchotav levatala. It's very close to bringing bracha levatala. Bracha said in vain. Lachein kol adam. Every person yasat smoke ilo ein teisha zuloto. Everyone should see themselves as without me, I'm important and vital to the minyan. And of course, women are very vital to the minyan too. V'chavnin lebirchotav chazan and have intent. What the Shliach Tzibur is saying. Unbelievable statement by the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berura, yes, amen. You need to wait. You're not allowed to do Tachanunim. You can't recite Tehillim during Chazrat HaShatz. You're not allowed to, listen to this. He says, this is my best line. There are people who would hum during Chazrat HaShatz. Kolam Mizamrim Imashatz. He says, that's Yuhara. You're fake frumkite. You're not even allowed to hum and sing and say, oh, right? Can't do it. Yish ligor behem. Just stick it to those people who act that way. It's kalurash. What?
What about the classic Shabbos Mincha tune?
I don't know. He says he can't do it. Ule inyan iser sichat chulin. And what about schmoozing during Chazarat Ashatz? Listen to this. You ready? Lo yasiach siach chulin b'shas ashatz chuzer. Can't talk about anything during Chazarat Ashatz. V'im sach, if you talk, hu choteh, you sin. V'gadol avono min so. That's exactly how God described Cain after he did something to his brother, which didn't tickle. Right? V'gorimbo. And then he says, and then the Ramah says, teach your kids to say, I mean, so we see here that Josh asked an excellent, excellent question, but we see here that we need to wait until there's nine people to answer, Amen. Mishnah Berura says that we are lenient in one area, that the Shulchan Tzibur can be counted as a 10th person. Which means you don't need 11 people for Minyan. You only need 10. And then 9 people who are responding. Then he says, what about people who don't know what's going on? I feel if let's say you know somebody, he's not going to pay attention. He's going to be daydreaming. He's going to be thinking about his task. He's going to be looking at the beautiful bus loop. Right? What about those? You know it's going to happen. So what do you do? Do you say, like, no chazrat the shots? Nearly, what do you do? Tov li neheg. I have a good minhag. And he quotes the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo. She yatin ha-shatz. That the Shulchan Tzibur should say to himself. They know that it's well. B'chad ha-tfilah. Im lo yanu tishav. 9 people won't answer with kavana. My tefillah should be Torat Nedava. It should be considered an additional prayer that you're allowed to do. As opposed to, if it's really a tefillah for the masses, then people aren't answering, Amen. It would be very problematic. So there you go. Josh asked an excellent question, and it led to a good opportunity to highlight something. I think Chazarat HaShatz probably needs a little bit of chizuk. I think it needs a little bit of chizuk. So we should mechazek Chazarat HaShatz. And there's one thing that I saw. I didn't see it here. I have to look it up. But I saw one leniency for doing something else for Chazarat HaShatz, and that's if a Rav is giving a drash or a Dvar Halacha, only the Rav would be allowed to look something up during Chazarat HaShatz because he needs it. It's like it's time sensitive. Otherwise, you can't do Daf Yomi, you shouldn't do all those things. And I believe even more so, we should be more machmer in this today, because people are not so careful about it. I think we should try the best as we can to try and...
There's that famous story of the rabbi who was davening, I think it was on Rosh Hashanah or something.